Hello. I am driving home from work because I am tired. I have had enough. And mostly I've had enough because I've had a migraine for the past few days. And I actually couldn't go to work Thursday and Friday because of it. And now it's Monday and I still have it. And that's typical migraine behavior. Especially that I've been stressing out about it because it sucks. But anyway, I know I sound weird, but that's because I'm wearing my AirPods. I'm not wearing my headphones that have the microphone piece on it because I left them at home. I wasn't sure if I was going to record anything because of, like, the fact that I don't feel my best, but here we are. I am recording because I want to. I mean, talking kind of doesn't make me feel any better. But I feel like maybe it will. I can try. I don't know. I just, for people that go through chronic illnesses, like I feel, not only do I feel for you, I feel with you because I feel it. I first got my migraines when I was 8 years old and it sucked. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Women's History Month. I did not post for the past few weeks, and that is because I have been really fucking busy, and I'm sorry. I really wanted to post, especially for Women's History Month, but, you know, shit happens, and I was, again, not going to post this week because of how I feel, but I feel like talking about stuff might help. I don't know. We'll see. And I know that it's going to pass, and I'm going to feel normal again. It's just, right now, I'm just not feeling my best, and I would like a distraction, and work is just not distracting enough, and for those of you with chronic illnesses, you actually absolutely get me, because you know that work is just not distracting enough sometimes. When it comes to physical illnesses, it's definitely not distracting, because you're physically ill. Migraines, I feel like, are definitely one of them. It's a hidden illness, but it's physical, because it's painful. Mental illnesses, work can be a distraction and it can help, but also cannot be a distraction. It could also just make your mental health worse. It really depends on the situation. But why am I talking about health when it comes to Women's History Month? Because health is really messed up for women. As a woman myself, I have been through situations with doctors where they would tell me that all my illnesses are based on stress. And that there's nothing actually wrong with me. And granted, if there was something wrong with me, I probably would be dead by now. So it could be stress. But I've heard from a lot of other women that they will go to the doctor, get diagnosed with stress, and then end up going to like 500 other doctors. And they end up getting diagnosed with a serious illness that could have been manageable easier earlier if they found out earlier, you know? Or they just have to manage with it. And there's no cure, or there was a cure. You know, it's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. But that is what I want to talk about today. How unfair it is to be a woman when it comes to the medical area. Not, I wouldn't say medical field, because that's the profession. Medical area, as in patient to doctor. A lot of women, like I said, they can go to the doctor complaining about certain symptoms and they will get disregarded. Because they're women, we're known as stereotypically to be hysterical, and that has been forever, and it's never changed. It's a huge stereotype that's really fucked up, but it has never changed. Like I said, every time I went to the doctor, they would like, stress is stress, and the truth is that, yes, most of it was stress, but the other things, I actually was diagnosed with illnesses. Because some doctors are just like, you know what, that's not stress. They're, you know, that is an actual illness that you should be taking care of. And, I'm taking care of it the best that I can, but sometimes there's nothing I can do. I get really stressed out and I get migraines. Migraines are a direct result of stress. So that one's on me. So that one's correct. That's actually an illness from stress. So you can't say it's fully stress, because not everybody gets chronic migraine. Some people just get a migraine and then it goes away and they don't get it for years. I get it almost monthly, so maybe I should go to a doctor and get a better medicine. I don't know. We're not going to think about that right now. So, the unfairness for women to go to the doctor and not be taken seriously is really fucked up. Because how could you not be taken seriously by a doctor? Like, you go to a doctor to be examined because you think something is wrong with you, right? That's the reason you go to a doctor. The other reason is to, you know, get your yearly checkup. But other than that, it's not like you necessarily want to go to the doctor to spend that money that you don't have. Even though you might have insurance, you're still paying money out of pocket to see this doctor outside of the insurance plan. Because in insurance, it's like you go once a year, not more than once a year. So, like, obviously, you don't want to go to the doctor for no beyond reason, just to go to the doctor to spend money. Valid, granted. There are some people that do that. I'm not saying that there are. They are, but it's not a lot of people. It's not, you know, there's more people that go for actual reasons, not for attention. And I'm one of them. I go for actual reasons. And a lot of times women, like I said, will go and they tell them their symptoms. They don't even test them. They're just like, you know what? It's a direct result from stress, like stressless, or that's normal. And it's not. And they don't give them any medicine. Or women will go through like surgery or like procedures. They'll get prescribed ibuprofen. They won't get prescribed morphine or Vicodin or anything stronger than ibuprofen, which is fucked up. Because some procedures that you go through or surgeries leave you super painful. Like, you need something more than ibuprofen. And it has been like proven that men will go get the same procedure and get prescribed stronger medicine. Messed up. That's so messed up. And, you know, that just shouldn't be the case. Like, you should be treated equally, especially when it comes to medicine. Like, the medical area, like, you want to get help, you want to get treated, and women obviously want to be healthy and live. And like, if their illness doesn't kill them, they want to be able to live happily without pain or suffering. You know, they can find a way to deal with it. Like, you're supposed to be helping them and not making them just be like, oh, you're just gonna have to live with the pain, like you'll be fine. Like, no, there's other ways to cope with it, and you know that. But just because I'm a woman, you're not willing to help me, and that's super fucked up. And that's what needs to change. And I feel like it shouldn't be that hard to change that, though. You know, just take that woman seriously. A lot of times women tend to go to women doctors because of the fact that, like, they feel like a woman will be more honest with them than a man. And they feel like the woman will actually help them rather than a man. And that's not true. I mean, I've been to women doctors where they kind of disregarded me, but I've definitely been to more men doctors that disregarded me. I went for a yearly checkup once, and it was a male doctor, and he told me I was overweight, and he told me that I'm definitely going to have high cholesterol and high blood pressure and all this stuff, so I'm going to have to start exercising every day and work on myself. And this was before any blood tests were done. Anything was on. I was just sitting there. I had just sat down to talk to this doctor, and the nurse had taken my weight. And I have never felt so disrespected in my life. It was actually insane. So, you know, after I did my blood tests, I was still like mad, but I was worried. I was like, what if he's right? You know, what if there's something wrong with me? Even though I had done my blood test a year before, and there was nothing wrong on my blood test. I was perfectly a healthy specimen, and I weighed the same. So the blood test came in and I was fine. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me. He literally called me and I was just like, oh, hello, doctor. And he's like, yep, there's nothing wrong with you. Have a good day. Hangs up. I was like, oh, he was mad that he was wrong. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, I can't assume that he remembered me because a doctor sees so many patients in a day. It's like one of my clients being like, oh, do you remember me? Like, do I? I take at least like 10 clients a day, you know, like it's hard for me to remember you. So I can safely assume that maybe he didn't remember me, but the way that he was talking to me on the phone was still disrespectful. So it might be the case that he did remember me and he was mad that he was wrong. Or he just didn't care because I was a woman. That could have been handled way better. I changed my doctor to a female and I was never met with that kind of disrespect. After that, you know, we did my blood test this year and I went to talk to her and she was very nice to me. She's like, everything looks good. You're healthy. Like, just maybe do some more activities, like physical, because you are getting older. You know, stop being lazy. I'm like, okay, my doctor's Polish. Like, she'll be straight up about that. But other than that, she's like, but your blood test is good. Like, you're in healthy standing. I'm just saying that as you get older, you should be working on yourself. And I was like, okay. Didn't call me fat because I'm not. Didn't call me skinny because I'm not. I'm very so average. She just was telling me that as you get older, you need to start being more exercisey to keep your body healthy. And then she told me to go to therapy because of my anxiety. So anyway, I shouldn't have to go to a female doctor to feel like I will be heard and listened to about my worries, but that's just the case. And I'm happy that I have the option to go to a female doctor that will help me, because 9 times out of 10 they will. I've had the 10th time where they fucked off. They're like, get out of here, like, you are dumb. But the 9 out of 10 they were great. And the male doctors always seem to disregard me. And again, I don't mind going to female doctors. I love it. I feel more safe. But it shouldn't have to be the case that I have to find a doctor that will help me. Every doctor should help me. There shouldn't be any issues. And I know that it's not just women. A lot of like doctors, like people in America, have a hard time getting actual diagnoses and stuff. It's not just women. Doctors have been kind of iffy. But that's besides the point. We're talking about women today, and that's what we're sticking on. We're not talking about the whole world right now because it's hard to deal with that. It's not the topic of the day. It'll be a topic of the day a different day. But yeah, so it shouldn't have to be a war for me to try to find somebody that will actually help me and will actually make sure that I'm healthy. And granted, I will say that there's just some things that there are illnesses that are just not curable, and you just have to live with it. It won't kill you. And there are just ways to cope with it. Like migraines, there are ways to cope with it. There is medicine. There just, unfortunately, is no cure. You just have to live with it. I get it. Celiac disease, I have that as well. There's just ways to cope with it. There is no cure for it. It's not going to kill you. I get it. But the doctor should be able to take you in, and you shouldn't have to fight and fight and fight and then finally get the diagnosis and then finally get the right help. And I shouldn't have to figure it out on my own. I had to tell my doctor I had celiac disease. I had to tell my doctor I had migraines and optical migraines. I had to tell my doctor I had anxiety. I had to, well, my doctor told me I had depression. That's the one thing that they diagnosed me with, because that one I didn't know. And then, they didn't even do tests on me. They just believed me. Which one, that's very much faux pas on them. But you can 100% diagnose yourself with optical migraines and regular migraines. They're very easy to diagnose. It's something that happens to you. Very easy to diagnose. But celiac disease is not easy to diagnose. The only reason I was able to diagnose myself is because my mom has it. But other than that, like, people have to go through hoops to actually get the diagnosis, and they don't even know that that's what they have until after the diagnosis. And with mental illnesses, it's also hard because a lot of them, you end up being not self-aware, so you don't know what's wrong with you, so you kind of just keep going to the doctor and they tell you that you're fine when you're not. And thankfully, I guess I am self-aware, and I was able to tell my doctor this is what I have. But still, that I never had an issue with those illnesses, like, to be diagnosed with them, because I diagnosed myself. And they seem to be like, you know what, you're right, like, that makes sense, like, all the symptoms you're telling us make sense. We don't need to do tests on you because you already know. And you've been doing the diet for celiac and you're fine. I'm like, yeah, that's true. And you've been working on your stress levels and you were fine until today. So your migraines were okay until today. And with my anxiety, I just cope. There's coping mechanisms for it. So I'm pretty good with my anxiety, honestly. It's been worse. This is fine. This is literally fine. So continuing on with this topic, as a woman with healthcare needs, all three of those illnesses that I mentioned that I have are actually disabilities under the American Disability Act. Migraines are not 100% disabilities until they take you out of work. And they have taken me out of work, and they have taken me out of school, and they have taken me out of my daily routine. So they are a disability to me. Am I able to work with them? Yes, as you know, I was at work today. But what, on the first few days, I can't do anything. I'm in literal fucking pain. But then when it's like settled into this very lowish pain, I'm able to do things. I just wait for it to pass, but I'm able to do things. It's just not easy because I'm still in a little bit of pain. With celiac, if I get glutened, so if I eat gluten, you call it glutened, I can't work. I can't do anything. I'm in the bathroom for the rest of the day in intense pain. Like I literally can't do anything. And my stomach's super bloated. Like I can't even walk properly. With my anxiety disorder, if I have an anxiety attack or a panic attack, I can go back to work afterwards, but sometimes I can't. There is that sometimes where I'm just anxious and panicky for the rest of the day and I can't focus on anything. But most of the time I'm able to like kind of get through it and go back to work because I've taught myself how to do that through therapy with my therapist. So my therapist taught me and then I taught myself. But other than that, if I'm not coping with it, I have to go back home. So I hate that I have these illnesses. As a fucking like young person that has aspirations for her life, I wish there was nothing wrong with me. So then I could just live and not have to worry and not need to tell my job that I need to go home because my head fucking hurts or my stomach fucking hurts or I'm super dissociated. Like, I don't want that. Like, I want to be able to just go to work, get money, go home, chill, go hang out with my friends, go drinking, go dancing, go have fun, go travel. Like, I don't want to have this restriction. But unfortunately, I do. You don't know how badly. Like, I don't want to cry because it makes my head hurt worse, but I've cried today already. The reason I have depression is because of these illnesses. Like, it makes me feel so weak and like I can't do fucking anything. And it sucks because I want to be there for my mom, but she has to be there for me most of the time. Even though she has the same illnesses, she is able to cope with it better, because she is older. She has more masters in it. But I haven't been able to reduce my stress levels enough to get rid of my migraines. And I haven't been able to reduce my stress levels enough to get rid of my anxiety and all this stuff. And with the gluten, I'm able to actually avoid it, so I don't get glutened a lot. So thank God. And she's able to avoid it too. But sometimes she has migraines, but she can go to work because she works retail and she's been working at this job for like 10 plus years. She's able to like take breaks more often than other people because she has that veteran status. So people know her, like upper management knows her, like, okay, she's probably having a headache, she needs to rest. Or she's probably having anxiety, she needs to rest. Like, that's fine. But if a new person goes into that job, like they need to talk to HR, they need to get that disability in, then they're able to take those extra breaks. I worked at this job with her. I was told by HR that I need to file for disability in order to take breaks because they have seen that there's something wrong with me. Like, we can see that you have the same illnesses as your mom. Like, just file for disability so you can take those breaks that are needed when you have a headache or when your stomach's like killing you. Headache is so loosely put. Sometimes I have headaches, sometimes I have migraines. Either way, they wanted me to have that ability to take that break, which was nice. But that's because I was working at a very liberal company and they were really understanding. And that was just luck, the luck of the liberal company. But other jobs that I've worked at, I did not have that luxury because I am a woman and there is sexism. So at my job before the retail job, I would get really bad migraines because I would really stress out. The airport was a really hard time, okay? Very, very hard. Very. And sometimes my migraines lasted a week or 2 weeks, but mostly a week. It was 2 weeks if I was really, really stressed out, but that really never happened. But a week, let's say, okay? And like I said, the first few days are the worst. The other days, I can go to work. I would just be taking Advil or throwing Vicks vapor up on my forehead and going to work. It works for migraines, trust me. It really does. It's a miracle for some reason. Vicks VapoRub. So I sometimes would have to take a few days off because I couldn't leave my bed. And they just were not understanding. Like, they were like, okay, you know, we get it. And I was like, do you want me to bring a doctor's note? And they're like, yeah, for sure. So I bring a doctor's note for my migraines. And then I would still be like, you know, the boss is suspicious of you, really sus, because you haven't been coming to work. And I'm like, I literally gave him a doctor's note. What else does he want? And you can see that I'm still in pain, but I'm here. And they're like, yeah, we see that. And the supervisor sees that, but the main boss is not seeing it. And I'm like, well, because he's not here. You know, he could be here and he could see my migraines. He could see if I'm getting gluten. He could see my anxiety if he was here. And the thing is that, like, outside of my illnesses, I am able to work. Like, I work so hard. Maybe that's why I have fucking migraines and anxiety, because I work so fucking hard that it's causing me problems. I need to work less hard, I guess. But yeah, I work hard. And if it wasn't for those illnesses, you know, other than that, like, my every upper management that I've worked with, they're like, she's an amazing worker. We can trust her. She's hardworking. She gets her job done. Even when she's sick, she gets it done. Like, because it's true. I'm not lying. Like, it's the truth. I know I sound like I'm lying, but I'm not. It's true. So, like, with this boss, you know, he always, like, was saying that I was working hard and stuff, but at that time I was, like, getting really bad migraines, and he was like not having it. So I had to write an email to HR about my disability. And it was really stressful because I was scared, because I don't like to have to say that I can't do everything. I don't like having to say that there is something stopping me from doing my job. I don't like that there is something wrong with me. Like, already having to ask for easier job sucks. And as a woman, it sucks 10 times more, because they could just be like, she's hysterical. It's probably just a headache. She's hysterical. She's probably just stressed out. She's hysterical. She probably just ate something bad. Like, they don't take me seriously. And that's so fucked up. That's just so fucked up. Like, it shouldn't have to be that case. Like, you should be able to, as a woman, feel comfortable and safe to be able to tell your boss that you have a disability, and so he could or she could take it seriously, so they could accommodate you, so they can help you out. Actually, I applied to a job before because it was hybrid, so I wanted to be able to work from home, which is less stressful. I can be at home if a migraine hits. I could take my Advil, I can use my ice packs, I could close my eyes for a few minutes. If I eat gluten, I can sit on the toilet with my laptop. If I have an anxiety attack, I can literally use my weighted blanket at home to feel safe and do my job, right? And I got hired at that job, and I had to quit because it wasn't actually hybrid. So I got hired, and I was told during the hiring process that it is a hybrid job, and I was like, cool, great, literally what I asked for. And they're like, after training, you should go hybrid. And I was like, perfect. So I did like a month and a half of training with these girls, and ends up we were working there for about 6 months in office. And I would drive every day. Would I call off some days? Yes, because I'd have a migraine, or I'd have an anxiety attack, or I ate gluten, or I was actually just sick with a cold. But a lot of times they were my disability. And I try not to call off because I really don't want to have a disability. That literally, I'm in denial of being disabled. I don't want to have that issue. And I would go to work feeling sick, and they'd be like, oh, like, why don't you just go home or stay home? Like, because I've called off enough times, like, I can't do that to myself. I need to work. And they'd be like, okay, I get it. So at one point, I sent an email, like, being like, hey, aren't we supposed to work hybrid? And I didn't tell them my disability yet. This was a new job. And so they responded, they're like, yeah, we're not ready to have you guys go hybrid yet. And I was just like, well, why not? Like, we are all fully trained. We all feel comfortable in our positions. Like, there shouldn't be any reason as to why we can't be hybrid. And they didn't give me a straight answer. They were just like, administration said that they're just not ready. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll give them like a month, you know? So a month passed, and I told one of the other girls to email because I already sent an email and I didn't get a good response. Maybe you guys will have a better time. So they sent the email and they got the same response a month later. After I had sent it, they got the same response of like, oh, administration's not ready to have you go hybrid. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, I applied to this job because it's hybrid. And I was like, same. So I wouldn't have to talk about my disability. Because actually, according to the ADA, you don't have to talk about your disability unless you want to. You don't need to disclose it to your employees. Employers, you don't need to do anything. This song is good. Listen. Okay, I'm not listening to the radio, but I can see, like, the titles of the songs that are playing, and I love Matchbox 20. I am such a fucking hype girl of Matchbox 20. Ooh, I love them, my favorite band of all time. I know it's very white girl of me, but that is the one thing I'll let pass, is Matchbox 20. Anyway, let's continue with the conversation. So, we were all pissed, and again, like, I don't have to disclose about my disability unless it really does affect my job, and they're not accommodating to me. Then I have to tell them that they have to be accommodating to me. And that's also not under the ADA. It is your own choice if you want to tell them. If your job is not accommodating to your disability, you can tell them. And as a woman, I was very fearful that they would just not believe me. So I sent them an email explaining that I have disabilities and I need to work from home, like hybrid. And I'll come to the office once or twice a week. But, like, the reason that I applied to this job was because it was hybrid, you know? So I felt pretty okay with not having to disclose my disability because I'd be at home after training. So now they have to make me hybrid because I can't continue working like this. And I don't remember exactly what they said, but I had to quit because they were not going to accommodate me. Which is against the ADA. Yes, I know, I am aware. But they were such a small company that I just didn't want to deal with that. I didn't want to deal with suing somebody. I just didn't want to do that. It was easier for me to just go back to my retail job that I had quit recently before getting that job, which was like 6 months before. That's recent enough. They still remembered me. So I went back to that job and it was easier to work at that retail job than it was in this office job because it was less stressful. I beg to differ. Retail is very stressful, but for me, it wasn't as stressful because I was in a lead position. I was able to sit in my office if I needed a break or something. So I was fine. And it sucked because like I really enjoyed working this office job. And especially that, you know, since it was supposed to be remote, I was super excited. I get to be at home. And if anything gets triggered, I get to be at home. And if nothing gets triggered, I just get to be at home. I'm going to be with my cats. No complaints. If I'm feeling fully healthy, I get to be at home. I get to do my laundry. I get to clean my house. I get to do, like, house chores. Because on my days off, I'm way too tired to do them. Because I've been at work in the office all day, every day, and I had to drive an hour and a half to my job every single day. So it was tiring. So when I was sitting at home, like if I were to be sitting at home, because I was not, I'd be less tired because I'd be at home. And after work, I could finish like doing some chores or on my day off, I wouldn't be too tired. I'd be able to do my chores. And chances are my illnesses would not be triggered because I would be at home. So I'd be able to do something, you know? Because of migraines, I can't do anything. I tried to do something the other day. Actually, I did a lot of something because I was feeling better. I thought my migraine was like gone. So I like changed my bed sheets. I made dinner. I made dessert. I did the laundry. I triggered it back. Like I felt normal. And then like I was done with everything. I was like, whoa, I am so tired. And my head started to hurt. And I was like, no, I triggered my migraine back. It was the worst thing ever. That's why I'm still feeling this way, obviously. But, you know, see, I am in such denial that I have an illness that, like, I will do something that I'm probably not supposed to do because my body's not ready. I'll trigger it back because I'm just incapable of being lazy. I just can't do it because I feel like shit. It's the whole old school Polish mentality, just like you can't sit down and be lazy. You need to continue doing things at all times. It's so disgusting. Old world. That's just how I was raised, and it sucks. And I'm trying to unlearn that, but it's so hard because I feel like a lazy fuck. And I have to be in order to be healthy. At my job currently, I've been having this issue actually with the migraines, obviously. And at this job, we're also supposed to be hybrid, and we haven't stepped into that yet because of like understaffing and stuff. See, it was my second time trying hybrid, I know. And I'm really hoping that they will kick it in soon. I had to send in my request with my disabilities, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, because these bosses are more understanding. This is a bigger company than that other one. They will be able to help accommodate me because I also really enjoy my job and I like it. But as a woman, I've definitely met with some discrimination at this job. But I feel like that's with every fucking job, which sucks. But I have also been met with understanding and reasoning, and mostly just understanding, which is great. And I was very happy that they showed me understanding, personalities. So I'm sure I'll be fine, but it was definitely something that I had to bring up. I was just like, the second time I'm applying to a hybrid job for a specific reason. Like, tell me why I'm still in the office, like the last job that I had. This is messed up. So hopefully I get the good to go and I get to be at home more often. But yeah, that's literally my life with like health stuff, like health issues as a woman. And it sucked. Like, it really sucks. You could ask any woman, any female identifying person in your life, and they'll tell you how screwed the medical system is for them. Like, the medical system is screwed to begin with, but for women, it's like 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 50 times, 50 times more screwed because of the discrimination and the stigma and the stereotype of being hysterical. It's literally that. Like, how many times women got quote unquote lobotomies, please? Or actual lobotomies, please. Please. Stuff like that still happens. Not lobotomies, but like extreme, like not caring, I would say. Women can go to the doctor and be like, I'm feeling a like anxiety. They're like, oh, it's just stress. You'll be fine. Like, they should be on medicine for anxiety, but no, they're just diagnosed with stress. It's not even diagnosis, and just they'll say, like, you're just stressed out. Or like, oh, my head hurts all the time. You're just stressed out. Oh, like my stomach hurts all the time. You're just stressed out. Like, maybe it's not just that. But I hope you guys learned something with me, and maybe we can change the medical industry and have them be more accommodating to women, more helpful to women, and jobs be more understanding for women. Like, when it comes to the menstrual cycle, jobs don't give a fuck. Like, there really should be at least like a few days off during period time for women to sit at home, because some women have really bad periods. Like, they shouldn't have to go to the doctor to prove that their periods are bad just so they could have time off during the month to relax. They should just be able to have that PTO for periods. Like, I don't get them anymore because my body hates me and stopped producing them. That's why I'm on birth control every day. But when I did have them, they were really heavy and they were so painful. I knocked out from the pain one day. I actually knocked out from pain from migraine before. It was that bad. I knocked out from pain from cramps before. And I can fully understand how a woman will need time off to recuperate or to deal with a period. So that's also another thing that, like, the medical field like doesn't take seriously. They don't take seriously women's reproductive systems, let alone periods. Like, the fact that I don't have regular periods is a problem. And the thing is that all women have that problem. Almost all women have irregular periods. I've not met any woman that has a regular period. I've met a woman that had a period for 6 months straight. I met a woman who doesn't have a period for 6 months straight. Me. I met a woman that has super heavy periods that are painful as fuck. I've met a woman that has really light periods that don't bring her any pain and last 2 days. Those are all bad. Those are all not normal. And we just get diagnosed with irregular periods and we get put on birth control. And the thing is, it's kind of nice that there's one pill that kind of helps for everything. That's pretty cool. It's a universal pill. But at the same time, the reason it's universal is because of like how they don't give a fuck. And the side effects are so bad. I could be actually having migraines from those pills. Who knows? It is a side effect. Who fucking knows? And I can't stop taking them because nobody knows what's wrong with me. I'm still alive because there's nothing wrong with me internally. I've gotten checked. So that's the only thing that's kind of keeping my reproductive system normal, kind of. But yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, it's super fucked up that no one's looking into it. Nobody's actually looking for real medicine that's going to help for certain illnesses for the reproductive system in women. Like, there should be a certain medicine for women that are getting too many periods, getting no periods, getting too light, getting too heavy. Like, there should be medicine for that, or there should be treatment. Like, it shouldn't just be disregarded and birth control, and you'll be fine. I mean, in theory, people are fine with just birth control. I am fine with just birth control. But it could be damaging me more than helping me. And if I had a medicine that was actually prescribed for what's really happening to me, it might be hurting me less. So, you know, look into that stuff. It's interesting, honestly. So, I really want you guys kind of take a step back and look at the medical situation women have to go through because it's really fucked up. And try to help if there's any way. Like, if you're a doctor yourself, like, why don't you look into it? Figure it out. Nurses, you know, all of y'all. Dentists, I don't care. All of y'all. Look into it. See what's up. And employers, be more considerate and be more understanding and open-minded. Open your eyes. Periods are real. And women need understanding around that because they are very fucking painful. So they need time off because of their period. Give it to them without restricting them of like their job or pay and stuff. Like, it's not like they chose to have a period. They have no choice. And when it comes to women with disabilities or any sort of illnesses, like, be understanding about it. Like, they want to work. It's not like they want to sit at home and be in pain. They would wish to not be in pain. I would rather sit at home with no pain and just call off for no reason. That would have been great, but that's not what's happening. I never call off for no reason because it's always for something wrong with me. It would be nice to have that luxury, honestly, but a lot of people, a lot of women out there, they have disabilities and they would rather be at work. They would rather be making that money. So why don't you help them? Accommodate them. Be there for them. Find a resolution for them to be able to make money. Don't be shitty people. So I hope you guys have a really good rest of your week. And I'll talk to you guys on the next episode.